Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, comedian Emma Plowright gives us a good idea of the inner workings of Banksy's mind.
A baby in the womb, and instead of an umbilical cord, it's got a vape. The very hungry caterpillar logging his calories on MyFitnessPal.
A family of four walking a drone as though it were a dog.
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's cool badge day, so if you want to give me the badge, have you witnessed or committed a crime against cool? The number is 8-12-15. We're going to pepper those throughout this morning's show. But right now, well, it really is a thrilling climax to the Bespoke Sauce story arc that we took you on.
Oh, yes, it is.
Some time ago. Because we are going to give away the penultimate bottle of sauce today to one of you. And then on Friday, as a crescendo at the end of the week, we're going to give away the final bottle. Now, Matt invented a hot sauce named Clough. It is delicious. I invented a sweet barbecue sauce with a bit of heat running through it called Fountain of Youth, so you too can be 28 forever. Now, this was the sauce that Greg Wallace deemed to be the better of the two, but I know that both have a lot of fans. But here's the exciting thing. We've been giving these away to you early birds, and you get to choose a sauce once you become Sauce Whisperer and answer the question correctly. And as it stands right now, Matt, 9 individuals have chosen your sauce.
Yes.
And 8 have chosen mine, which means, no pressure, honestly. I know I pressured you in Matt's absence last week, but if you choose Fountain of Youth, it will be 9 all, and that will make Friday a thrilling final.
Wow,
when it
yes.
comes to the sauce, right?
Nice.
So
right
excited.
Down to the wire.
Anyway, all you need to do is turn Sauce Whisperer. I've got a snippet from yesterday's show. A splodge of sauce has gone all over it. Can you identify what's going on beneath? And we heard a schoolyard itchy beard lie, courtesy of a listener named Rich. And of course, it was a thing of beauty. But what's missing? Morning, Dave. A lad I went to school with was absolutely certain that "You Sexy Thing" by Hot Chocolate was written about his...
Oh, my God.
So, did Rich claim "You Sexy Thing" by Hot Chocolate was written about his friend's nan or his friend's dog? So, A, his nan, B, his dog. Your names and your answers, please, to 8-12-15. Up next, someone is going to be winning the penultimate bottle of Bespoke Sauce.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And yesterday, when we were talking about schoolyard lies, those big old itchy beards, someone in Rich's playground had claimed that "You Sexy Thing" had been written about, well, was it his nan or his dog? Hoping to answer that question, on line one is Michelle. Good morning, Michelle.
Morning, Dave. Morning,
team. Hello, Michelle. Welcome along. So, was "You Sexy Thing" written about Richie's playground mate? Was it written about his nan or his dog?
His nan.
Let's see if you are right. Morning, Dave. A lad I went to school with was absolutely certain that "You Sexy Thing" by Hot Chocolate was written about his nan.
Oh, my God.
Well done. And one of the greatest, oh, my God, ever from Glenmere. Michelle, congratulations. You are about to win the penultimate bottle of Bespoke Sauce. Which one are you going for, Clough or Fountain of Youth?
Fountain of Youth.
Yes! Oh, yes,
nine.
Shell! Nine Michelle,
all.
My bell! Yes! It is 9 all as we head into the final sauce giveaway. Whoa. On Friday morning. Do not miss it for now. Michelle, thanks for tuning in on the main station. We'll speak to you soon.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Right now, well, it's your social ammunition. Matt, what's going on out there?
Well, yeah, I mentioned this groundbreaking new pub hack that's gone viral this week. It's like a new way of al fresco drinking and having a little bit of food while you're there. So it's a picture from a pub in London. It's just a picnic bench outside in the street. So it's on a pavement. It's not in a beer garden. But it's just on a pavement. A guy's sat at the table and the person person who posted it, Jimmy McIntosh, says, a bloke has just rocked up at the boozer with a disposable barbecue. Possibly the strongest vibe ever. I mean, it's certainly a vibe of sorts. But he sits there with the disposable barbecue, just cooking little chicken skewers on it.
Does he?
While he sits outside this pub.
What, for his own consumption, or is he selling
them? Well, apparently he was selling them for £2 a chicken skewer.
Entrepreneurial, I like it.
And he was saying, dare I taste the forbidden pub meat? And I'm not sure he actually did. I'm not sure how long he could have stayed there doing that, surely.
Well, you must remember the little metal carts when you come out of a club selling hot dogs.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes.
I mean, it's just a pile of raw meat heated up by a Clipper lighter underneath. Yes. I mean, it's just, I bet that chicken's better than that, surely.
Yeah, it's entrepreneurial spirit.
That was the cornerstone of my diet for like a decade, for those things.
So, long may it continue, as long as it doesn't go against the licensing agreement.
Oh, classic you, isn't it? Where's your rock and roll spirit? Come on.
And then the other story, this is a great clip that the Hypebeast Womble found on Instagram. It's basically...
It's not about having an ice bath, is it?
No.
That's all he ever says nowadays.
Oh, look at Wim Hof, isn't he?
What it must be like to be in a brainstorm meeting with the shadowy street artist Banksy.
That's a good idea.
It's by Emma Plowright on Instagram.
Morning, Emma.
She's done a little piece about basically Banksy coming up with his crazy ideas.
Oh, nice
it's
idea.
Amazing.
A baby in the womb, and instead of an umbilical cord, it's got a vape. A very hungry caterpillar logging his calories on MyFitnessPal.
A family of four walking a drone as though it were a dog. A woman cleaning a house, but the stuff she's rubbing onto the wall is just black, greasy petrol. A firefighter strikes a match. A CCTV camera, but when they look up at it, it's just a mirror. A monkey with a £50 note.
Now you listen to Emma say all that, it is quite A-level, isn't it?
Yes, it is. He's been lauded as this amazing artist for so long. His ideas are quite obvious, are they? I don't know, I'm not sure. No.
My wife Katie has quite a good theory about Banksy, that he's a buy-to-let landlord and he spray-paints his own property so the value goes up.
Genius.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, and of course, when they come together, it means you get a chance to hand in the cool badge. So I want to know, have you done something seriously uncool? Or did you witness a crime against cool with your own eyes? Hear it with your own ears. Share the details right now at 8, 12, 15. And as always, I think it's important to whet the appetite to let you know that I know that in your eyes, we are all heroes here on The Breakfast Show, aren't we?
Yeah.
But we are capable of being uncool ourselves, you know. We're only human.
Yeah.
So a couple of weeks ago, Anna returned from a trip to Paris where she'd bought a Eiffel Tower novelty toothbrush. But on Cool Badge Day, it did not stop there.
Actually, I did buy something else that was a bit novelty, but it was expensive novelty. It was like a tissue holder. It's like this vintage woman. It's this vintage woman with like a block of chocolate in her hand, and then the tissue comes out where her skirt would be.
Is this like the thing from the 70s where the loo roll would go underneath the dress?
Yeah, but tissues. But like tissues.
David, how dare you? Yeah. This isn't loo roll, this is for tissues. For I am from Paris, like Coco Chanel. Okay, so does she have her hand up and you pull them out of the hand?
You pull it as if you're pulling her skirt off.
That's not very 2024,
really
is
classy,
it?
Hang on, HR are calling again, Anna. Have you still got your tissue, lady? Because I've got to call her.
I love it. Honestly, my favourite purchase.
So that was Anna telling us about her, well, some people would think uncool souvenirs a couple of weeks ago, but it is Cool Badge Day again today. Would you like to hand me the badge?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. 10 weeks of tickets.
Yes, 10 weeks of tickets is hell-bent on getting you into this year's Isle of Wight Festival, both here on The Breakfast Show and on Home Time with Bush and Richie from 4 p.m. Now, we have two weekend camping tickets to give away for you to be there. And, of course, all you need to do is listen very carefully to the one and only, the ferryman.
Arr, it's good to be back, Mr. Berry. Good to be back.
It's great to see you again. Can I share something with you that,
yes, please do.
I got on Instagram? Someone slid into my DMs, and her name was Lorraine Shapira. Good morning, Lorraine. And Lorraine Shapira sent me a message, and it just said, "Oh, my God, who is the ferryman?
Who is the ferryman? Nobody knows the real ferryman." Perhaps. A lot of people saying I look a bit, since I've had my glow up,
yeah,
I look a bit more like Captain Lee from Below Deck.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you do. You know,
with the sunglasses
yeah,
and the swanky
remember.
Hat.
Yeah, you said, yeah.
Yeah, so I need to start changing my shtick.
Right, OK.
Where's my chief stew at?
Right, OK, yeah, so...
The primary wants a jet ski, that sort of thing.
So the answer, Lorraine, is we don't know. We don't know who the ferryman is. He doesn't even know himself. What he does know is what you need to do to win your way into the Isle of Wight Festival. What's going down, ferryman?
Well, I've been ferrying all the big names to and from the Isle of Wight Festival since the first one back in 68. I'm a friend to the stars. You know me. Confidentiality is key. It's all part of the service. I'll drop you a few hints as to who's on board, and I'll be a performer on the lineup of this year's festival, of course, but I won't tell you exactly who it is. If you identify who I'm shipping over them there seas, the tickets are all yours. It's as simple as that, Davey boy.
Thank you very much indeed, ferryman.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. 10 weeks of tickets.
And so here we go, your opportunity to win not one but two weekend camping tickets to the Isle of Wight Festival. And playing this morning, we have Jenny. Hello, Jenny.
Morning, Dave. Morning, ferryman.
Good morning, Jenny.
Jenny, welcome along to the show. Jenny loves the main stations in Wolverhampton and works at a building society. So, Jenny, what's going to happen now is you're going to get a series of very subtle clues as to a band or artiste that may have been on the ferryman's ferry over to the Isle of Wight. If you can identify who it is from this year's festival lineup, you can win the tickets. Are you ready to play?
Have a think about
Jenny,
it.
Jenny, are you
have
ready to play?
I know it's...
Yes, I'm ready.
Yes,
I'm ready.
Good. Just building up the tension.
I was going to... Why am I talking like you? I was going to let that go on for ages.
Oh, no. Hey, what's going on, guys?
Not
okay.
Me as well, Anna, not you.
Not me.
That was a robot.
I didn't get practice.
I didn't get practice. Oh, amazing. Clip that up.
Not me.
Hello, not welcome me. Aboard my ferry. Who are you? Are you performing at this year's festival? Yes, I am a sailor. Are you doing AI ferryman?
No, I'm just the future. I'm the future.
This is it. This is what's going to happen to you, ferryman. You'll be replaced by AI.
I know, it's happening everywhere, all walks of life.
Yeah. Okay, Jenny, just to let you know, sorry. The game hasn't started yet. Okay, here we go. Good luck, ferryman, it's all yours. Oh,
Jenny, welcome aboard the famous White Link Ferry, departing Portsmouth Harbour, heading to Ryde Pier. I hope you got your sea legs. Landlocked as you are in Wolverhampton now. As you may have spotted, I've got some very special celebrity guests on board this morning. Wave if you see them, but you know me. Confidentiality is key. It's all part of the service, so I'm not going to give anything away. So off we go. Don't worry, you're in safe hands. I was born to be on these seas. Some say I was a child prodigy. I just love to breathe the sea, thank you, the sea air into my lungs. I'll steer us away from the pirates, the sea monsters, any voodoo people, those magic people, those voodoo people. Nobody's getting aboard this ship without my permission. In fact, invade spiders must die. That's what I always say. This beauty is diesel-powered, so no the naked flames around the engine, please. We don't want any twisted fire starters on this vessel. Just docking up now at the Isle of Wight, Jenny. The sea is a bit choppy. Baby's got a temper. I'll just time... I haven't heard of that one either. No, I'll just tie my rope onto the dock now. It's got all frayed in those rough seas. These waves have really smacked my hitch up.
I was wondering how you were going to get
me too.
I should have got the robot one to do that, I think. There we go.
My hitch up.
All tied up now. All safe and sound. Another safely docked journey to Ryde Pierhead. You lot are a good omen, I think. on your way now. Remember, confidentiality is key in all part of the service, Jenny.
Okay, Jenny, well done. We have come to the end of your crossing. Can you tell us who you were sharing the ferry with?
Progeny
will do. I'll take it, Jenny. You enjoy the prodigy and enjoy your experience at the Isle of Wight Festival. We'll speak to you real soon.
Brilliant. Thanks so much.
Cheers, Jen. Take care of yourself.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Listener Barry's got in touch saying, Dave, I am gutted that you didn't say, Jenny, don't be hasty, when listener Jenny didn't answer if she was ready to play or not.
Oh,
sorry, Barry. I can't spin all the plates all the time. Yeah. Sorry, man, I'll let you down. But it's a good line. It would have been a great line. And when you listen to the podcast, which is available just after 10, I'll edit myself insane. So it's going to be perfect. And this live bit will just be between us. We have had, I think, nearly 2,000 messages of correspondence asking if we could all hear Anna doing the ferryman again. I like to run my own race in life, but it's also part of my job to give the audience what they want. So, this is what you want. Here we go. Not okay. Me as well, Anna, not you.
Not me. Okay, not I do me. Sound absolutely nothing like the ferryman.
Not me. Not me. Not me.
I think it's the new Slash's hat. I think we've got the news. Leona's like that at home right now, having a cup of tea, dancing around the kitchen in celebration. Finally, they'll leave me alone. One more time.
Not me.
Oh. It's beautiful. It is beautiful. It also just so happens to be, coincidentally, your cool badge day. If you would like to hand in the cool badge.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So, on Monday, when you told us all about this geocaching thing that you'd been doing, I was kind. I felt we were all pretty kind because it was a family activity.
Yes, exactly.
And it's you split your family thing. Into two
like
teams.
Treasure hunting with the family.
Yeah, and treasure hunting will always be fun. So you went and did it with the fam and I got it. Yeah. And that's why it was a weird thing to talk about, a strange thing for you to be doing. Yeah. But there was no way I'd ever take the badge until I discovered yesterday morning what Matt did straight after the show that Monday. Tell everyone what you did.
Well, because I'd opened the app to show you guys how it works, I noticed that there was one just around the corner from work.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. In Fitzrovia Square. And I thought, oh, well, I might as well pop by there on the way back.
Oh, no.
And I went geocaching again. I think I've become an addict.
Sounds like the start of a Channel 4 documentary.
So I spent about 5 to 10 minutes on the edge of the square looking around some metal bollards at first. And then it was underneath a sort of old electric box, like a metal electric box. It was a magnetic one, just under the lip of the electric box. I shouldn't be giving this away. Geocachers will hate me, but...
Oh, no.
In your state, you know, every morning you wake up and you're just wondering where the next geocache is coming from.
Exactly, yeah. Geocaching rules everything around me. And so I took a picture of... Look, there it is. You can see BT Tower in the background. And
yeah, this is important to point out that not all of you will be familiar with the geography of London. We appreciate that. This is like central London. It's one of the busiest places place in the world. And Matt, you were just fumbling around behind
that's
bollards.
The thing. I got very self-conscious because you're just sort of lurking around, searching, and people don't know what you're doing, so it looks suspicious.
No one's going to go, do you know what? Leave him alone, Ted. He's geocaching, isn't he? That's what he's doing.
Yeah, because it's such an old trend. But that's I became quite self-conscious.
But the point of the cool badge moment here is that you geocached alone.
Yes.
Now, when it's a family team sport, it's okay. And it's like a treasure hunt, as you say. Well, it's fun.
I mean, I sort of did it just to impress my daughter, Bess. And so I sent her a picture on the family WhatsApp.
Well, that's just tragic badge.
Yeah. That's what you got.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So it seems everybody's talking about this geocaching thing, including joining us on line one, Sarah. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Sarah, welcome along to the show. So the thing that stood out from your text for me is that I only did it for a couple of months during the trend. So when was the trend then, Sarah?
It was about 10 years or so ago.
Cool badge face, Matt Dyson.
To be fair, I did admit that when I said I'd got into this trend incredibly late.
You see, Matt's really late for the party,
It's just not cool like you,
Sarah. People are still doing it because I've been on the app and people are still looking for these little things and finding them.
What is it, five or six of you now, isn't
it? There's still a lot of active geo bros out there and sisters, you know.
As a kind of original kind of geocacher extraordinaire, Sarah, have you got any top tips for Matt or any other people who are finding this hobby, how can I say, later in life? What would your advice be?
Try and be a little inconspicuous because, there's loads of people that can actually they're a bit wondering what you're doing, suddenly rustling the bushes and trying to get on your hands and knees and looking at random places. It can be kind of a bit embarrassing.
It's quite similar to your old hobby in many ways, it sounds, Matt.
Ridiculous. What do you call those people in the geocaching circles?
They're muggles.
Sarah, it has been, quite frankly, a geocaching education, and I am grateful to you for the lesson. We'll speak to you again real soon. Thanks for tuning into the show. Take care.
See you soon.
Cheers
Bye.
Now. Bye-bye.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's just dropped in to the studio from Julie. Morning, Julie. She says, hi, Dave. I am a scout leader and we go geocaching all the time.
Of course they do.
There's even a geocaching scout badge.
Oh, yes.
Now, Julie, that's lovely. As a scout leader, I suppose, you know, to get all the people together to work as a team to go and do this. And but the problem I have with you, Matt, is that you're an adult man on your own. Doing it, instead of going straight home from work, you took the time to go and do it.
It's certainly problematic, but maybe if I do enough, I could get sew the badge onto my fleece.
But next to all your cool badges. I thought you were going to say you're going to get a bit of a following after one. It's like the video for Vindaloo.
See you out there, guys.
Or when Forrest Gump goes running. Right, moving on.
With Bad Boys Ride or Die.
Yes, from scouts getting the geocaching badge to Bad Boys Ride or Die. What a show, what variety, we love it. It is in cinemas today. It is the summer blockbuster you've been waiting for, starring Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. And to celebrate this big screen event of the summer, we're giving you a chance to win £1,500 each day as you turn the tables to play detective to work out which member of the team here has been a very bad boy indeed. Matt, how's it been working?
Myself, Anna and Glenn will reveal a minor indiscretion from a past, a little misdemeanour. Or will we? Two members of the Breakfast Show team have been framed and only one of us will be telling the truth about our murky past. If you can correctly work out who is telling the truth, you win £1,500.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And still the correspondents come. This one's from Sophie the Scientist. Good morning, Sophie. I hope science is treating you well. Some geocaches are very cool, actually, Dave.
It's the actually that does it.
Actually.
We used to find them in caves, disused mines, One that involved you getting them using climbing gear or a kayak. Wow. Get on it, Matt, yes. Says Sophie.
I'm on it, Sophie. You're preaching to the converted here. Don't worry.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you very much indeed,
Win
Sophie.
Win with Bad Boys Ride or Die.
Yes, Bad Boys Ride or Die is out in cinemas today, and this time Will Smith and Martin Lawrence are on the run. And to celebrate every day this week, we're giving you a chance to win £1,500 as we play Who's Been a Bad Boy? Matt, Anna and Glenn will reveal an indiscretion from their past, or will they? Two members of the team have been framed and only one will be telling the truth about their murky past. Correctly identify who that is and you win the money. Get it wrong and person on line two gets to have a go. We'll probably be talking to them in a little bit, possibly, but right now on line one, we have Danielle. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Hello, Danielle. Hello. You are line one, so you're in the driver's seat. It's up to you to hear the stories first and tell me who is telling the truth. Matt, let's start with you.
OK, well, whilst out geocaching the other day in London, I spotted Benedict Cumberbatch also searching for the same microcache. On the app, so only we gave each other the look that geocachers give, the little nod for the geo bros. But yeah, that he was out there, so I'm not alone.
Okay. Anna?
I skipped science class once at secondary school to go to the ice cream farm next door.
The ice cream farm. And Glenn?
I got caught out in a lie back in April. Basically, I was meant to be doing a stand-up gig in September and I dropped out of the gig so I could go to a friend's stag do. And in April, I rang the promoter and was like, I really can't do your gig. And he said, why not? And I wasn't expecting him to ask me and I panicked. And I said, I had a funeral. And he went in 5 months.
Oh, no.
He's got you there. Yeah. If it's the truth. Danielle, you have heard the three stories. Two of the members of the team have been framed. Who is telling the truth, Matt, Anna or Glenn?
I'm going to say Glenn.
You're going to say Glenn? That's not the truth, is it, Glenn?
I'm absolutely ashamed to say it's the truth.
Yeah. It is the truth, which means Glenn is an awful human being, but it means you've won £1,500.
Oh,
well done,
brilliant.
Danielle. Take care
you
of
so
yourself.
Much.
Speak to you later. We didn't get to go to Victoria in Glasgow, but Victoria, thank you for tuning in on the main station, Danielle. We are thrilled for you. That was all thanks to Bad Boys Ride or Die, the big screen event of the summer out in cinemas today.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Wednesday morning. Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where, of course, it is the day of the week I give you the platform to hand in the cool badge. Of course, it doesn't have to be your own cool badge. It could be that of someone that you love and care for. The number is always 81215. And Jen has asked, Dave, please take my husband Danny's cool badge. Now, there's a real talking point in this, which may divide the team or we may agree with Jen. But this is what's going down. This is why she wants me to take Danny's cool badge. Because Danny is adamant that his childhood trophies from like 30 years ago have to be on display in the living room. Jen finds it embarrassing, given that most of them are just for, quote-unquote, taking part.
Oh, no.
Please, can I hand in his cool badge? So, Matt, I know that you've got the TSB Midlands under-11s
exactly,
football.
Exactly, yeah, that class at the seventh-a-side tournament from 87, yeah.
Is that in the living room?
That's never been in the living room.
No.
These trinkets are strictly bedroom only until you get to about 16, maybe, and then they're in a box under the bed.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be on display in the living room. I'm with Jen.
Okay, so Danny, Matt's saying you need to box them up, put them under the bed. Anna, what are you saying?
I think, especially like the taking part thing, like we all know that it's not the taking part that counts.
What?
It's the winning.
Hey, Glenn, you've taken part again today in the show, so well done.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'll pick up my trophy later.
Yes, I'll get another one made for you at Timpson's. I have to go every day. Every day. We've done over 4,000 shows together. Glenn, what do you think then?
I mean, with Matt on this one.
Yeah. Time to put childish things away.
Yes. Yeah, you must.
I think particularly if it either has, I think the cool badge duo is somebody kicking a ball on top, in faux brass.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
even worse, oh. someone in a karate stance. Oh, they're the two. Yes. I'm with Jen as well.
Yeah, yeah. They've got to go, Danny.
Danny, this is a rich part of your history. It's made you the person you are today. You should be proud of yourself for taking part. It really is an incredible achievement. But put them under the bed, man.
No one cares.
Give me... Wow, I was trying to do a nice monologue for Danny there, just to prop him up a bit. But, yeah, you're right, kind of.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where, of course, it is the day of the week. I give you the platform to hand in the cool badge. Of course, it doesn't have to be your own cool badge. It could be that of someone that you love and care for. The number is always 81215. And Jen has asked, Dave, please take my husband Danny's cool badge. Now, there's a real talking point in this, which may divide the team or we may agree with Jen. But this is what's going down. This is why she wants me to take Danny's cool badge. Because Danny is adamant that his childhood trophies from like 30 years ago have to be on display in the living room. Jen finds it embarrassing, given that most of them are just for, quote-unquote, taking part.
Oh, no.
Please, can I hand in his cool badge? So, Matt, I know that you've got the TSB Midlands under-11s
exactly,
football.
Yeah, yeah, that classic, the seven-a-side tournament from 87, yeah.
Is that in the living room?
That's never been in the living room.
No.
These trinkets are strictly bedroom only until you get to about 16, maybe,
yeah.
And then they're in a box under the bed.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be on display in the living room. I'm with Jen.
Okay, so Danny, Matt's saying you need to box them up, put them under the bed. Anna, what are you saying?
I think, especially like the taking part thing, like we all know it's not the taking part that counts.
What?
It's the winning.
Yeah. Hey, Glenn, you've taken part again today in the show, so well done.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I'll pick up my trophy later.
Yes, I'll get another one made for you at Timpson's. I have to go every day. Every day. We've done over 4,000 shows together. Glenn, what do you think then?
I mean, with Matt on this one.
Yeah. Time to put childish things away.
Yes. Yeah, you must.
I think particularly if it either has, I think the cool badge duo is somebody kicking a ball on top, faux brass. Even worse, someone in a karate stance.
Oh,
they're the two.
Yes.
I'm with Jen as well.
Yeah, yeah. They've got to go, Danny.
Danny, this is a rich part of your history. It's made you the person you are today. You should be proud of yourself for taking part. It really is an incredible achievement. But put them under the bed, man.
No one cares.
Give me... Wow, I was trying to do a nice monologue for Danny there, just to prop him up a bit. But, yeah, you're right, kind of.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Time once again to bid you farewell from this edition of The Breakfast Show. Thank you ever so much for tuning in on your Wednesday morning. If you missed anything and you're keen to know what went down early doors or before you were able to listen, well, there's a podcast for that, and it'll be available wherever you get your podcast from shortly. All it needs, Matt, is a name.
Yes.
The podcast naming bell rung on the following occasions. Dare I taste the forbidden pub meat? A level Banksy. Anna is Robo Ferryman. My name's Matt, and I'm a geocacher fumbling around behind the bollards. They're your options.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, perhaps it should be about my new addiction, this midlife crisis, which is unfolding in front of our very eyes. My name's Matt, and I'm a geocacher, perhaps,
okay.
Is the way to go.
Well, thank you, Matt, and we're all here for you.
Thanks.
That is the name of the daily podcast. Right, on the way, Leona Graham's going to be here with the tea break trivia and the details you need to win £250,000 this coming Friday. We'll be back tomorrow morning around 6 a.m. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.